And the city's latest experiment in waterborne transportation, a publicly subsidized ferry to the Rockaways, will end within 30 days. The Bloomberg administration says too few people are riding it. WNYC's Matthew Sherman has the details.
The route debuted in May 2008 after the local city council member devoted his discretionary funds to subsidize the service. The goal was to transport 300 people a day from the hard-to-reach Rockaways to Wall Street. But ridership came well short of that number last year, fewer than 200 trips a day. That meant taxpayers were putting in about $20 per passenger, while tickets cost commuters just $6 each. New York Water Taxi operated the service. Its president, Tom Fox, says ridership increased 2.3% at a time when other private ferry lines were seeing double-digit losses. The city's Economic Development Corporation says the mayor's willing to subsidize ferries to an extent, but is conducting a citywide study to determine the most effective routes. For WNYC, I'm Matthew Sherman.